First up, though, the General Services Administration is taking a page out of the Defense Department playbook to improve the acquisition of services. GSA's Federal Acquisition Service is offering its own version of something called a Services Acquisition Workshop, or SAW. Those sessions are designed to help agencies more successfully buy professional services. Tiffany Hickson is the Assistant Commissioner for GSA's Federal Acquisition Services Office of Professional Services and Human Capital Categories. She tells Executive Editor Jason Miller about those services acquisition workshops and why agencies should consider holding one for their next major procurement.
DOD established a practice called the Services Acquisition Workshop in, I think it was in 2012, that this facilitated workshop to better define requirements and to more quickly get through that process is actually a mandate for them. And I have had an opportunity to participate in a SAW directly, and I find it a very, very effective practice and one that I really want to highlight for the full federal acquisition community and push across government. I think it's that effective.
So tell me about your experience with the DOD workshop.
2 years ago, GSA, in conjunction with DOD and the Office of Personnel Management, were responsible for putting in place a new procurement vehicle for identity protection services. And this was in response to a series of breaches that had happened for large populations of government employees. And really, speed and attention to getting a contract vehicle in place was really paramount. And so we were able to leverage a SAW to quickly get through that requirements development process. We were able to go from really concepts in terms of those requirements through contract award based on really getting those requirements well-defined in a performance-based way in about 3.5 months. And that was for what is valued at about an $800 million blanket purchase agreement. So I was a leader that was directly involved in that and found it incredibly effective. And really based on that experience and being introduced to that, I said, hey, this is really something that we should be using government-wide.
Talk about your goals with the SAWs. Are you planning to hold several training sessions? What are you doing with this concept?
We're really taking a phased approach right now, which is one in the Acquisition Gateway's professional services hallway, as well as other services-related hallways. We're going to be sharing what this best practice is, as well as resources that are available to agencies across government. The Defense Acquisition University actually sponsors a reimbursable service where you can have DAU come in and facilitate a SAW for you. They have been really, based on what I know about it, have been overwhelmed. There's a huge interest in using this facilitated process. So one, it's just about sharing that this exists, what it is, what resources are available today in terms of conducting SAWs. The second step that we are taking is actually we're going to be testing out doing some train-the-trainer work for agency transformation requirements that are related to human capital planning. And so on June 29th, DAU and the Office of Federal Procurement Policy hosting a workshop where we are going to be sharing with agencies that have instant requirements related to their agency transition plans related to human capital about how SAWs can support them in defining those requirements and how also HCAPs and the HCAPs contract can be used. So we're taking this as kind of baby steps, and that's our first step. The second step is OFPP has asked GSA to take a look at how we can support civilian agencies in using this concept to include, we will likely be partnering with the Federal Acquisition Institute to start to look through how we can develop some train-the-trainer webinars and that kind of thing through FAI. In addition, OFPP has asked GSA to look at how we can augment really the services that DAU supports, but with a focus on civilian agencies for actually conducting SAWs for agencies that have instant requirements that require this kind of facilitated workshop.
Let me first also talk a little bit about the work you guys are doing with civilian agencies and FAI, train the trainer. When do you expect a lot of that webinars, materials to be ready?
We're really going to be spending the next 6 months or so really working with the right stakeholders to make sure that, you know, we've got the right approach. And that is going to be based on what, you know, agencies want. This isn't just setting it up for setting it up sake. It's about, you know, what are the services that agencies on the civilian side really want in this space? So we'll be taking some time to really understand their requirements and interest in using this particular best practice, and then where are the gaps and how we can fill those gaps. Even at a minimum, I do see us working with FAI to really develop some easily accessible training packages so folks understand what SAWs are, how they can be conducted, you know, that kind of thing. But it's really going to take us about 6 months, I think, to get through that process.
In the meantime, you're also going to work more specifically with some agencies who need some help immediately. So you'll be conducting some SAWs if there's an immediate need?
That's correct.
How's that process is going to work? Is that going to be similar to what DAU does as a reimbursable benefit, or is that something you're doing out of GSA current funding?
Yeah, I think OFPP actually has some funding set aside to do some instant requirements that agencies may have in support of their transformation plans. So some of this may be centrally funded. If folks are coming through, if they're using HCATS and are asking for assisted acquisition services, it'll just be included in the process that we use to process those transactions for them. And then if there are requirements outside of that, right, we have a big bow wave of work that's needed, we will likely partner with DAU or, you know, work through how we're going to support them from a train-the-trainer perspective to meet those needs.
How similar will these SAWs be to what you did with DOD?
I don't see a difference at all. DOD has done a great job in really thinking through how to get through a facilitated workshop to end up with a performance-based requirement, either at the end of it or, and sometimes you have to go through multiple rounds, right, depending on the complexity of a particular requirement. But I don't see spending a lot of time reinventing the wheel. It's really taking that best practice and sharing it across government and then figuring out if we've got gaps in terms of being able to support agencies, right, in doing these SAWs. I think that's going to be the real business question for us to answer over the next 6 months.
If agencies have never heard of a services acquisition workshop, a SAW, what should they expect coming in? What kind of questions should they be asking?
If I'm an agency, I guess my first question is what? You know, what is this? And how is this going to really help me? And what are the key benefits of doing a SAW? And in my experience, and based on the experience of DAU and DOD components, and I've had an opportunity to spend some time in particular with the Army, and they're setting up actually a central and have set up a central team to support acquisition teams in getting through these SAWs, is really about answering what are the benefits and why should I invest my time in doing this kind of process. And from my experience and based on the experience from DOD, you know, it is pretty self-evident once you get through who's participating and how quickly you're able to get through that requirements development process. Most acquisition teams are going to be like, yes, yes, and yes, let's do that.
Who generally participates? It's the acquisition folks, it's the mission folks. Is it HR? Is it IT? Is it CFO? Give me a sense.
Yes, it's all those things.
So all the CXOs, all the stakeholders, but does it go further?
You know, we've been talking a lot through the 7 steps to performance-based contracting, other best practices in acquisition about when you approach it, in particular for more complex requirements. From a team-based approach, the outcome is always better. It just is. And we know this, that is, you know, this is a blinding flash of the obvious. But this is a process that forces, really, right, those conversations to happen. And generally, the team members that participate in SAWs are all the key team members. So you will have someone from your finance office. It's the program office. Who's going to be managing the requirement? It's your contracting office. Depending on the complexity of a requirement, your attorneys absolutely could be there. If it's an IT requirement, clearly you want your technical experts in the room and helping to develop that requirement. And in our experience, and I'm just going to lean on this because it's my direct experience with establishing the Identity Protection Services BPA, we had all of those voices in a room across government. So we had the Federal Trade Commission. We had cyber experts. We had OPM. We had DOD, who had the majority of, employees that were impacted, by the breach. We had GSA because we were the procurement arm. And all of those voices in the room really allowed us to spend about a week getting through a draft statement of work and making that final and something that was performance-based, which is pretty incredible. And so getting those voices in the room where, if you're going to do this procurement, everyone's got to be there. We got to decide that these are the right requirements. And it actually leads into a really great discussion and springboard for developing your source selection plans and that kind of thing.